And now with me from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics. Michael, again, thanks for being on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right. As we've mentioned already on the show, the C&H Hog Farm in Newton County is closing after a deal reached with Governor Asa Hutchinson. I did not have this on my radar at all. What did you know about it before yesterday?
Well, you know, I think we knew that they were trying to come up to some agreement, you know, whether they help relocate them or, you know, shut them down, or we just didn't. I think we knew that there was a plan in place to either shut the farm down or relocate it in a manner that was equitable and agreeable to the owners. The $6.2 million number, you know, I think a lot of people have said that's, gosh, you know, they're really getting paid off. Well, you know, and I'm not, you know, in their books, so I don't know, but I do know that I'm from a farm family. My parents and my sister still run a farm operation. It's a poultry operation. And I can tell you $6.2 million is not a lot of money when you talk about the investment to build such a large operation. The pens that they had at the hog farms, the buildings, the silos, the roads to get to them, the drainage ponds, the future contracts, you know, future revenue loss. I was a little surprised that $6.2 million was all it took to get them out. And, you know, I interviewed Governor Beebe back, it's been two or three years ago, it's after he was out of office, and I asked him, you know, as we sometimes do, just to kind of get an interview started, what was your biggest, what do you think was your biggest success, biggest failure? And when I asked him about failure, he didn't hesitate. He mentioned this hog farm because it was permitted under his watch. And he said if he knew, you know, exactly what was being permitted and where, he would have stepped in to stop it. But, you know, so it's taken, you know, several years, and let's hope that there's no permanent damage done. But I, along with several folks, are glad that they've come to some agreement.
It does seem as if pragmatism won the day.
Yes, and, you know, maybe these folks will take their $6.2 million, and, you know, we don't know what they're going to do with that. If maybe they've got a contract with the company to grow, to start a hog farm somewhere else. Who knows? But, again, I hope it's equitable for the farmer, but at the same time, I'm very glad that they're out of that Buffalo River watershed.
All right, there were some job numbers for the Fort Smith Metro this week. What did they tell us?
Well, it's another one of those good news, bad news things. The good news is the jobless rate fell to a record low in April of 2.9%, and that's down well below the April 2018 rate of 3.7%. However, the number of people employed in the area was down compared to April 2018, which is, you almost want to say the numbers must be wrong, but they're not, you know, because the employment unemployment rate is a function of the number of people with jobs compared to the number of people available to work. So the Bureau of Labor Statistics, federal agency, showed that there are 115,159 jobs in April. That's down almost 750 jobs compared to April 2018. So that continues, and I know we've talked about this quite a while, that that's just part of that trend where the Fort Smith metro area just can't, you know, the bleeding has stopped from the loss of all the manufacturing jobs that began in 2006, or even maybe a little before, but it just, the region can't seem to get on its feet and start moving forward in terms of job growth. That April employment number also is down 10,267 jobs from peak employment of over 125,000 in June 2006. So that shows the trough or the hole the metro region is still trying to dig out of. And also, unfortunately, I feel like I'm kicking somebody when they're down, but the region's also on a two-year decline in terms of average monthly employment. So hopefully, you know, 2019 will be the third year in a row for that decline.
Well, I mean, we're halfway done now.
Right, and it's not looking positive so far, but, you know, maybe the back half of the year will be promising.
Well, we know one job that is going to be available in the Fort Smith Metro, city planner. The last time resumes were submitted, Dallas was premiering on CBS television. I mean, it was 1978.
Wow. Yeah, that is. But fortunately, nobody shot Wally Bailey.
No,
Wally Bailey, the longtime city planner, development director in the city, is stepping down, I think, next week. You know, next week is the end of his term, and it was a big surprise. You know, there have been a lot of people come and go in the city of Fort Smith since I've been covering the city since the early 1990s. And Wally has been one of the mainstays, and it just kind of feels like, you know, it almost feels like you've got somebody's leaving the family, so to speak. But he's been involved in a lot of high-profile projects. He was one of the leaders in that $55 million voter-approved package that came about after the 1996 tornado. You know, that included the convention center expansion.
Right.
Here at E. Kelly Park, expansion of the riverfront improvements, expansion of the city library system. And he's also had a major role in all of that, you know, probably more than $1 billion worth of work out of Chaffee Crossing. So I'm City Administrator Carl Kefkin. I am, with Wally leaving, I am watching a lot of institutional memory walk out the door, and that would that'd scare the hell out of me.
Finally, Sarah Huckabee Sanders is also stepping down from her job. She's leaving as press secretary for the president. And in the way too wildly early speculation sweepstakes, people have mentioned that she might consider coming back to her home state and running for governor. What do you think about that?
Yeah, you know, well, I was surprised that she stepped down. The rumor of her wanting to run for governor was not a surprise. That's been out there. We've had multiple sources talk, especially talk to Roby, who's there in the Little Rock environs where these kind of things love to germinate. But, you know, her interest in Arkansas politics, and rumors not just been in a gubernatorial bid, but also in either, you know, possibly a congressional seat. So, but for whatever reason, the gubernatorial bid has kind of risen to the top of the rumor mill now. And that would just be an amazing race. As we talked before the here this morning before we did the interview, I mean, there could be a primary with her, Lieutenant Governor Tim Griffin, Attorney General Leslie Rutledge, maybe a Steve Womack, you know, Congressman, and who knows? I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be 22 people in it like the Democratic presidential primary, but it could be well populated and high profile folks. That would be just as you said earlier, for pure political theater, that would be a hell of a show.
It would be. And finally, your prediction, tomorrow night, Arkansas Razorbacks, Florida State Seminoles, first round of the College World Series in Omaha.
Well, of course, it's Arkansas, and it's going to be 7-1. Okay. And but I think Arkansas, the team won just to get out of this wet weather and up north. I think that's all they were interested in.
We'll explore that further. Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. You heard it here first. 7-1 Razorbacks win tomorrow. Michael, talk to you next Friday.
All right. Yes, I hope so.
Thank you.